Verily, you are blessed in my name. No matter what chaos pervades around you, I will keep you standing upright. Let my word bond to you, life eternally. Whether you be within the surroundings of darkness, be still, and know that you are the light therein, O dear child of God. Be not dismayed or discouraged from these things, as the devil aims to cast off wicked spirits unto you with burden. Your temple shall not be defiled by another person, not by their thoughts, nor by their fleshly gestures. Surely no weapon formed against you shall prosper, for you are chosen and highly favored, that anyone who should speak against you or send to you evil spirits and wretchedness, surely I will deal with them in the spirit, and they will remorse and shall lament in their own inverted behaviors. Let us not walk further into wretchedness. Take to yourselves your heart, which I have offered to you of flesh, in the name of my love. For the devil could not cast me away. On the contrary, I have cast him into his own confusions. He knows not the pathway I have laid for you. Verily, come to me. I will say, I will heal you. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. It does not fail. It does not come with weight you cannot take. Surely, I will carry you forth. Pick up that cross of light, and surely, you will experience the eternal life that I have promised. Now let us strongly rebuke the practices and devices of the devil. Take no part in his wickedness and deceptive combats. Let not haughty eyes nor defiling tongues bring you into dismay. For I am with you now, O glorious nation, under my heavenly Father's ruling. If I have called you forth, come to me in the reciprocation, lest you be ashamed of me. Then the Lord shall be ashamed of you, and through him, me, and through me, them, which are my people whom I have exalted in my name. You shall not give up your will to live, for you ought to know, a man or woman who takes their own life has forfeit their soul. Surely I will not restore them back to life for having dishonored the gift of life that my Father has given unto them. Be still, do not be weary, for I will restore life in you. Continue thy walk and breath of life. I am here with you. Let us watch the things unravel in victory. Have faith in others who put up the good fight and fight the good fight. Have faith, I say, for it can move mountains. Do not be in lowly attitude. And when you are, come to me in the spirit. I will nourish and renew your mind in grace. I love you from a special place in my heart. The kingdom of heaven resides in, my beloved. Depression is only real if you make it real, if you allow it to consume you. Do not let it eat you up. Turn thy moods around and meditate upon my word. I am your stronghold and inner vigilance. Hold steadfast in your joys and laughter. Move past the feeling of sorrow. Protect each other in all realms, mental, spiritual, and physical. Place your spirit in the good spirit, the Holy Spirit, and utilize your intent, thought, and energy to be brothers and sisters to one another, so that you may honor each other's wives and families. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a house of your own. You might have a lot of money, or a huge estate. The question is, how will you utilize your time and effort? It was a covenant. The sacrifice was delegated by men, indeed. I knew this would occur. So unto them, I had pledged myself in the name of love, to make the heavenly statement which would last the ages and guide others. Unfortunately, many had distorted my message and crusaded and went against the law of which we promised. This command was brought from the devil and the lack of discernment and study in love. He who hath an ear, when God counted that Israel be numbered, it was for the sake of life. When Satan had sent it to be numbered, it was for the agenda of death. Death does not equate to true power. Murder is vile, and it is a product of iniquity. If chaos had any power, none would exist. Chaos would destroy its own ability to live in instancy. Do not let your hearts be corrupted any longer. I search the heart, and from it I cleanse it, through having known your thoughts. Therefore, do as I have, and remain resilient, steadfast in nobility, and high in capacity of righteousness. Verily, the adversary recoiled astray of light and virtue. For what is faith, if devoid of works? Persist therefore in deeds of goodness, and eschew not in your fellowships. But what fellowship should a man have if he does not atone for his sins? You say you will settle for less, and say it is a lost cause. But at what cost might you do this? That a man, his wife, and child overseas should suffer the loss of their breath in order for another who says he deserves this thing because he has valued more in his assets. Therefore cast out of you such demons, shut up thy mouths from mockery, lest you seek to have your own children consumed by evils and darkness. Such is the discord you sow within your own community gifted to you by God. Truly, you ought to know, a justified and perfect balance with the Lord has presented protrudes from the emotiveness of his tongue and the double-edged sword of his word, combating concisely against wicked forces in heightened places of heavenly spaces. Verily, my heart is your haven, that you should very well know I do not come to destroy, and rather connect you to the divine, such as the procession of the spirit. Verily, I knew of an element in man, surely it was light, and to some it was diminished. But unto you, woven and chosen nation, I have given you this light, and the piecing of your hearts, that you might recognize you are to be gathered in principalities of heavenly things. Surely abide in that which is noble, do not be herded as devils, but rather as sheep that lay with the lion, the lamb, the wolf, and the remaining creatures of a land of peace promised unto you.